This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the correct place for the third and final hour tonight of Free Talk Live, the live radio talk show where you can call and take control of the air, talk about whatever you'd like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And that's generally the perspective that we talk about here on Free Talk Live. Is what is the world doing, and how does that affect freedom? And, you know, we try to come at it from the perspective of freedom most of the time. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I could tell you, with the coronavirus, we'll call it hype, I guess, for lack of a better word. Madness, if you will.
Oh, my God, it's a panic. Nobody can save us now.
Yeah, it's not a pandemic. It's definitely a panic.
It's a panic pandemic.
We've seen in the wake of the, events such as 9-1-1 or even in the previous market collapse in 2008, the government sort of creates a problem and then masquerades as a solution. And we're seeing more of that now with all of this going on. The government has mandated that all these businesses close and they can't do business in the normal way. Businesses are hurting. They're going out of business. Folks are becoming unemployed. That's hurting other
businesses.
That
happens when you shut down the economy. I mean, it's like complaining about all the trauma suffered by a suicide victim.
Right. And there's a lot more of those going to happen, likely. We've seen numbers of suicide hotline calls going up. The number of suicides in Tennessee in a recent week exceeded the number of COVID-19 deaths. You've got, although a little bit of pushback, there's in our
Do
coronavirus
not go
channel.
Softly into that night, but rail against the dying of the light.
In the coronavirus channel on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, there's a post from Dan Dix in Vancouver where apparently there's a protest to end the lockdown that's happening there. Looks like there might be a couple dozen folks in Vancouver.
A couple dozen folks? That's almost 100 balls in Vancouver. Thank you.
So and then this weekend, I just saw some sort of a graphic from online that was shared with me that apparently in Concord, New Hampshire, at high noon, there is going to be a right to assemble event. This one, with the Keniacs, to my knowledge, weren't behind organizing, but I think we're going to attend.
That's yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Is that the 18th?
This Saturday, the 18th.
Well, I'm behind organizing it now.
Yeah.
I just heard about it, but I will definitely help pass the word because the world needs to be more decentralized.
Yeah.
I want to shift gears and talk about some people who've taken advantage of the current conditions brought about by the government and their overhyping of coronavirus. This from Jalopnik. Now, this article.
Now, that's a lefty website, right?
It is. It's written in a very sort of a.
Even lefties can see this isn't right, I would imagine, if they have any balls.
But you guys may be familiar with a movie called The Cannonball Run. Burt Reynolds' film from a while ago. It's basically
a bunch of people in that movie.
Yeah, Jackie Chan, star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Basically, a bunch of people race across country to see who can get there first, and they win a prize. Well, there's another version of a cannonball record whereby some folks get into a car and they try to make it from California to New York in a record amount of time. And so a few folks decided to try this while the traffic is limited, and thanks to the coronavirus where folks aren't on the roads, and they broke the record.
Shocking.
So exercising not
Probably
only
by quite a bit,
not only their freedom, but taking advantage of the situation to actually accomplish something.
How about somebody organizing a big cross-country road race?
Well, I would assume they'd get, you know, intervened by the man at some point.
Not if there's enough of them and they're well enough armed.
Yeah, so these guys just went. They didn't announce it. They didn't say they were going to do this.
There was some talk, apparently, about, hey, you know, maybe somebody should try for the record again coming up. And there's some talk amongst these race people. You know, they're a little clique, right? You know, they hang out with each other and stuff about attempting it. But, no, these guys, they didn't announce it pre. They just went ahead
and did it.
And then told people about it after it.
That's what Facebook should have done, by the way, with their currency.
Right.
Should have just come out with it rather than telegraphed it.
Right. So,
that's what we did.
This article, actually...
Are you saying you're Satoshi Nakamoto?
Well, no.
Nobody is Satoshi Nakamoto. I've been a cypherpunk
for many years, and I've been an open source guy for many years.
Yeah.
So that, although I wasn't personally knowledgeable about it at the time, because I was working for Citibank through a lot of it, but I come from some of the communities that I was involved in are what cryptocurrency ran out of, and I'm also a part of the cryptocurrency community.
Right, you know, right.
What is it? 2012, I got my first crypto.
Nice.
Well done. So the article actually says jerks use coronavirus to break illegal cross-country cannonball records. So you can tell the author's opinion of these people.
Right.
He thinks they're jerks, and we'll find out why in a little bit. It was just November the last time the cross-country cannonball run record was broken by three guys in a Mercedes-Benz E63 AMG. Considering nobody's traveling at the moment, it presented
an
opportunity.
Yes, he is, and he ain't going to stop.
It presented an opportunity for the record to allegedly be broken again, this time in an Audi A8. Road and Track got the exclusive on the new record being set. Only a few months have passed since we reported that the New York to Los Angeles cannonball record was broken. It's allegedly been broken again. The 26-hour, 38-minute time, which beats the record set in November by more than 45 minutes, appears to be legitimate, according to Ed Bolian, a cannonball insider, who said the driver set his own 28-hour, 50-minute record in 2013.
And this is an excerpt from Road and Track.
Correct.
Yeah.
Alex Roy, who set the first modern New York to L.A. record in 2006, also said the new claim is credible based on his analysis of multiple sources. All we know about this new set of scufflaws is that there were three, maybe four of them, I think there were three, and that they were driving a white 2019 Audi A8 sedan with a pair of red plastic marine fuel tanks ratchet strapped into the trunk. They started at the Red Ball Garage in New York City at 11:15 p.m. on April 4th.
Yeah.
And they ended less than 27 hours later at the Portofino Hotel and Marina in Redondo Beach, California, the traditional start and end points of these cannonball attempts. So, I mean, I think that's industrious thinking, right? You know, they're like, okay, well, maybe we'll take a shot at this. We're good drivers. We've seen other folks do it. Or some friends have broken this record. You know, let's gear up, right? They obviously bought themselves some nice fuel tanks so that they didn't have to fuel up very often as they did this thing.
Well, you guys rock for doing that, and I salute you.
My God, they put the whole country in jeopardy.
Well, that's
in jeopardy
that's where
of
the jerk
a tiny
part
death
comes
rate.
In.
You can't have evolution without death. The answer to the absence of the result of the absence of death would be utter idiocracy.
But that is what's coming, right?
Yeah, it is what's coming.
That they put the whole country in jeopardy by doing
that. The author says, think about it. Nobody on the roads right now. Everybody's social distancing or sheltering in place. Likely limited police patrols. Everyone is distracted. Good idea, right? Well, wrong, says the author. If literally one thing goes wrong, if the team needs to call for help or a tow truck, if they get stopped, if they crash, literally anything goes wrong here, these guys would be pulling resources from an otherwise already overloaded system.
The tow truck is not overloaded right now, let me tell you.
Not to mention potentially increasing the risk of contracting coronavirus.
There it is.
By exposing themselves and others.
Right. They'll expose the tow truck driver and the gas station attendant.
Three guys in a car. Are traveling cross country.
We need a police state. That's what needs to happen here. I've changed my mind.
God.
It was these lunatics that have made me change my mind about this. I'm now a total police state.
How many people die on the roads every year? All of those people are dying for your right to work, and we don't, and your right to live, and your right to travel. And guess what? We don't even mention it.
Right. It's way more risky to go for a drive than it is to, you know, the chances you're going to contract coronavirus.
Quick, somebody panic. It's a panic pandemic.
The author continues, on top of that, it's already super illegal to do a cannonball run anyway, and it would normally endanger anyone else on the road. So there you go.
What a whiny bitch.
450 free like freedom. Yeah, this guy, it's like, oh, it's illegal to break the law while you're breaking the law.
It's nature.
More coming up.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition. His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in the final hour of the Monday live edition of Free Talk Live, coming to you from the LRN.FM studios in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us on our Discord line at discord.lrn.fm. And if you like chatting about all things freedom or even things that aren't freedom-related, our Discord server is going all of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there is. I've checked in at the most odd hours, and it's just there's always somebody there talking about something, doing something. So, you know, if you find yourself with nothing to do in these interesting times that we live in, why, hop on over to discord.lrn.fm. I would like to take a minute right now. Oh, I'm sorry, with you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Nice. Thanks for being here, Pope, and Ian, you too. I wanted to take a minute and thank our silver level amplifier, John, with no H, that's J-O-N. He is part of our Advertise, Market, and Promote program, and that's what AMP stands for, by the way, Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can find that over at amp.freetalklive.com. And this program, we ask you to contribute $5, and that $5 goes to exactly what it says, advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations than we are currently on. We're somewhere just over 200 syndicated, not every day, but around 200-ish stations right now.
Dropped below that recently. We're down to like 196.
We're close to 200 radio stations, and we could be on more. We could be on 250, 300 radio stations. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the program, if you enjoy what we have to say, please consider visiting amp.freetalklive.com, becoming an amplifier like John.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the radio business over the next year with this COVID nonsense, this economic crackdown. You're going to see a lot of stations, I think, go out of business or sell off at the lowest possible price to, you know, whoever will buy their assets.
That's the way to look at it, because it's the future buyers, the people who are still going to have money at the end of this. They're the people who are doing this to us.
What?
They are in cahoots with the government. Wall Street is in cahoots with the government.
Clear Channel,
and they're going to end up with all the money.
iHeartMedia and Cumulus, the two largest radio companies, are heavily in debt, and they're bankrupt. So they're
always bankrupt. That's part of their money-making scheme. big businesses go bankrupt all the time, but they get rich doing it.
Yeah, that is a scientific fact.
Well, they've been selling their stations in recent years, not acquiring more. They got too big for their britches, and they weren't able to handle it.
So maybe the new guy on the take is the guy who's buying the stations.
Maybe.
It's somebody's going to be on the take, because somebody's going to get those FCC licenses. And whoever has FCC licenses is kind of part of the club.
That's kind of true. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts right now. We have Zed calling in from Southeast Georgia, listening on 107.7. Zed has an opinion on who our friends may or may not be. Zed, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Zed, I heard you were dead.
Go ahead, Zed.
Almost dead.
Pulp Fiction reference.
What's on your mind, Zed?
Man, I was just hoping that the government and everybody else opens their eyes. Look, man, we looking at other people doing this trafficking of this COVID virus. How about the ports and the rodents that come off of them freighters and ships? And not to mention, the package has done been delivered. They know that we've got this virus going around over here, and they know everybody's scared to death. Now they just donated 1 million N95 masks. First people is going to the hospitals, the doctors, and the nurses. I was just kind of wondering if we got anybody in them ports checking the packages that's coming from China right now for COVID virus infection in them masks. So
the question is, are people checking packages coming in from China for the COVID virus?
A million face masks coming from a COVID center.
Are people checking packages carried by the U.S. Postal Service?
No.
God knows, man. I don't know. They're Probably not.
They're just as likely to want to kill
about,
us.
You're talking about a million M95 that our doctors and nurses and first responders are being used and being we out of all the others. Now we get a million donated from the very daggone country that the crap come here from.
So you think this is a Chinese plot? Maybe it is.
Yeah, it certainly could be. It's not impossible.
If it's a Soviet red Chinese, a communist Chinese that done the making and the sending.
Can you see that this could possibly be the United States government as well?
Yeah,
it could be the three of them.
Bad hope that the United States government wouldn't turn and kill all of our doctors and nurses to begin with.
Well, they haven't killed the doctors and nurses. It's mostly elderly people who have pre-existing conditions.
Okay, I will tell you this, though. A number of
masks. A million M95 masks. Those masks are going to the doctors and the first responders to begin with.
So he believes that if these masks are infected, that it will kill off the medical personnel. Because he believes that the virus is incredibly deadly, and it's not. I'm sorry. The virus is not incredibly deadly, even if you believe the government's own dishonest numbers about this.
Well, you don't really know that that's the only thing they're sending either. What better way to get rid of the people to look after
you know
other
they're sending
people? Okay, I got products. Enough trouble without having to borrow any.
All right, Zed, we appreciate the call. Them Chinese are going to send over their masks pre-infected.
What about your own government? Is Wall Street that's going to make all the money when you have to sell your house because you're poor? And they can buy it up for a song and wait for the market to recover.
I don't know. If the Chinese wanted to, I don't know, send something via mail, I think they'd do a lot worse than pre-infecting, you know, medical masks.
Well, I mean, it depends on it depends on a number of things. The first thing would be, what are their intentions? The second would be, what is their strategy for attaining those confessions. So the easiest way would be to cooperate with either the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or both. Because if you can get control of both the Democratic and Republican Party by supporting six members of a board, they can steer the nominations to whoever they want, and so you can literally take over the entire government just by taking over those two parties.
It's not what you think. It's not a free state. It never once was. Isn't that great? You're walking in step with the forces of hate.
What's that from?
That's a lyric from Propane, one of my favorite hardcore heavy metal bands.
I mean, personally, I think all of the governments of the world are run by the same people behind the scenes, not necessarily as formalized as the Illuminati, but after all, Epstein did not kill himself, and his name was Duncan Lemp.
His name was Duncan Lemp.
Not Epstein's name. Epstein was fat.
Our phone number is 855-450-3733. We've got more of your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So I issued travel restrictions on that date, even though nobody died, and I got brutalized over it by the press because I was way too early. I shouldn't have done it. Brutalized by the press. But, you know, sort of I've been brutalized for the last 4 years.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump setting the record straight with the mainstream media, showing a video with clips from many Democrats and Republican lawmakers, too, praising the president and the administration for how it has conducted itself during the coronavirus. coronavirus crisis. Now, in this video, you hear from New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman.
He was accused of making a racist move. At the end of the day, it was probably effective.
California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom.
He returns calls. He reaches out. He's been proactive.
And the Democratic governors of New York and New Jersey, Cuomo and Murphy.
His team is on it. They've been responsive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're nearing the end. We're at the bottom of the third hour, anyway, of our live Monday night edition. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And let's just go right back into your calls and your thoughts. We've got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington, listening on KBKW. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, first and foremost, I'd like to wish Boss Bill that brings us your show a happy birthday. And just so you guys know, his show is a lot like your show, except the people generally are just a lot older.
Okay.
But it's literally whatever you want to go for between 6 a.m. and 10 in the morning, Seattle time.
They got to be old if they're getting up that early.
Well, happy.
I know you guys aren't getting up that early. But I'm just saying, though, he's a lot like you guys, but yeah. He's older. So,
happy birthday,
the other thing was nobody wants to, like I called a bigger talk show, and I mentioned that turkey thing I talked to you guys about the other day, possibly being shipped to China from here, and maybe that's the actual source. And then 2 days later, I hear about a third of the people in the pork plant now down with the coronavirus that are shipping pork probably to China, which makes me believe still to this day that maybe we're actually the source, not China. But
maybe they're taking our jobs.
Well, I think it's just a possibility. No one's ever going to say, like, from our government that, oh, yeah, it turned out to be the pork from Louisiana. They're not going to say that, even though it's shipped there and it's been being shipped there and people are getting sick here that are not going to China. Donald Trump was referred to as basically Jesus Christ on the Lars Larson show today, which
everything's
going to be okay. So now we know everything's going to be okay. And just to sum this up, Captain, could I send you an email with my song that I wrote just so you can personally see who I am and what I really do on my spare time?
Do you do parody songs like Captain Kickass?
Why don't you post
I'm a writer. I do like modern. No, I do like modern folk. But I do have a I'm ashamed to be an American sometimes that I've been working on, but I wouldn't do that. So could I ship you
my
YouTube thingy?
It's reverendcaptainkickass@gmail.com.
That's easy. All right, caller, take care. And
if you
guys want
to see me, it's nobody@electnobody.com.
Okay. Well, he can share it with you. It's a nice song. I actually do write some pretty good music. It's just for fun. And but maybe if one of these Freedom Fests actually happens where I live, because I think Ibby Island in around Seattle has one, I might get to go there and hang out with Lee Austin.
I bet you they're not going to have it this year.
Yeah, he might be hard-pressed.
I know.
I'd put money on it.
The Reverend or just Reverend Captain Kickass?
Reverend Captain Kickass, all lowercase, no spaces, no dots, no dashes, nothing like that.
All right, you guys have a good night, and thanks for being there.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. And speaking of fests, we should probably mention Forkfest 2020. We have not heard that there's any cancellation.
I'm checking every time.
Are you committed to trying to find another venue if this one
I'm not
pulls?
Sure how that works. I mean, who tries to find it?
Yeah,
how does that work?
There's no one in charge.
Well, one of us would have to individually commit to, we're going to make Forkfest happen, even if it doesn't happen at Rogers, and start working now on arranging a backup.
Nobody could do that.
Nobody could do that. Nobody's going to do that because nobody's in charge of Forkfest, apparently.
And assuming Forkfest 2020 is a go. Which
nobody's always been in charge of Forkfest.
It's true.
We've been told or haven't been told that it's not a go, so we assume that it is a go.
I keep checking the Rogers Campground website just to see if they're, like, because they've got, like, one of those Facebook feed things that could update. They haven't updated it in 2 months, so there hasn't been anything from Rogers regarding
COVID-19. Don't you have Rogers' cell phone number?
I have Crosby's cell phone number, yeah.
Why don't you give him a phone call and just say, hey, we want to make sure that you're going to be around.
You know, we don't
also
want to give him any ideas, right?
Yeah,
it's not a new idea to him.
True.
Campgrounds have been shut down in some states. The other thing we should do is talk to the legislature and see what's in the works.
Well, if it goes on, nobody and anybody else can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for Forkfest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Forkfest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. Not nobody's in charge, but no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? I'm actually, like, looking forward to that the most. I've not been to one of these. This would be my first one, and so I would be stoked to attend. You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for Forkfest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. So, yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Keep my fingers crossed. Continue on with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Jason in Arizona, listening to K-Talk. Jason, what is on your mind tonight?
I'm going to tell you, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time between Kenny and Yucca and Miguel in New Mexico. And I love you guys, don't get me wrong. And I'm just trying to figure this stuff out myself. Okay. I've already pretty much lost my business. I don't know how to scrap it. I got bill collectors calling me.
What was your business, if you don't mind? What industry?
It was the taxi business.
Oh.
And the difficulty with that, I tried to turn it into a delivery business. But when everybody has to stay home, they ain't. Sorry about that. But
if you can be good, we can keep you, man. But normally we don't.
I apologize.
I understand how you're feeling, though.
It's fun. frustration and tumultuation. It's a difficulty that I'm not used to being adhered to, because I built this company from the ground. My wife's a nurse, and she's actually only working 2 days a week because there's not enough COVID going around.
I called my brother
in L.A., and his wife says, I haven't seen a patient at all.
So I'm
at a difficulty level where I'm just going to get hammered. I got about $1 million in debt.
Wow.
And then when they come to collect, what do I do?
Well, they can't draw blood from a stone, but you are certainly in a precarious predicament. I don't envy you. I don't.
I work at the
government, and you say you took everything from me. They'll say, I don't even know.
It solidifies a lot. Now all of a sudden you recognize, and now you got a name tag or a barcode, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's tumultuous.
Hey, Jason, how long did you have your business before now, you know?
3 years.
Wow.
And my wife's been a nurse for about four.
Driver.
It's a crappy job, per se, but at the same token, it makes you good money. But right now, my guys, I've got one car, two guys. I used to have four and 12 guys, and now just sitting at home because they said certain ages and whatnot. It's one of those things that after we wake up, we need to come after our government, and I'm not trying to be left or right or anything to that effect, but they need to be accountable. Period.
Yes, absolutely.
We pay them immense amount of money.
We don't pay them anything.
Here's an interesting coincidence you may not know. $1,200 is the amount of the stimulus checks they're talking about. According to reliable sources, it costs about $1,200 to build a guillotine.
Hey, Jason,
the
wrong
thing is, my bills are about $12,000 a month.
Yeah, it's not going to put it down. Yeah. I appreciate the call tonight, Jason.
You're
thanks.
On the kill list, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, 855.
It's a big club and you ain't in it.
Free. It's also the same club they used to beat you over the head with. This is Free Talk Live. More of your calls and your thoughts coming up.
And his was essential.
Yes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. It's free. It's talk. And it's live. Who knew? If only we could put all that into a nice, simple title that everybody could remember.
Nobody knew.
Nobody did know. That's true. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. We might have time to get you on the air yet tonight. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I just wanted to point out, allow me to paint a picture here real quick. In the year 2020 BC, that's before coronavirus for all you who, you know, are curious. In the year 2020 BC, sometime before March 13th, there was a story in the news about some people gathering together in Virginia to protest some new laws that they were proposing surrounding gun control.
Was that in March or was that February when that protest
happened? It was before March 13th, so I don't remember exactly when the protest was. Ooh. It was shortly before Corona Madness. Madness.
The
Corona
panic Madness, pandemic.
Yeah, the panic pandemic consumed all media of almost every kind and overwhelmed, well, basically everybody with
January 20th, 2020.
So end of January. Very nice. Thank you, fact checker.
Yeah.
So, and then coronavirus came about, and just like that, everybody forgot. I never heard anything about the protest, about the law, about the bill.
What about Hong Kong, the yellow vests of France, all the revolutionary movements of the world have been brought to a standstill.
Yeah. This from ABC News, though. Virginia governor signs gun control bills into law.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
Wow, you mean people were out in the streets in tens of thousands and protesting and
fully armed too.
The government actually didn't do what they wanted.
Huh. Can you say boogaloo? Sure. I knew you could.
Yeah, there is no will of the people, and if there was, the government certainly doesn't do.
There's a will of the people. It's being violently suppressed.
So, for those of you who don't remember, this bill was particularly disturbing I had the paragraph pulled up that I wanted to read to you, which I can't find right at the moment. So the governor announced Friday that he'd signed the bills that include requiring the universal background checks on gun purchases, a red flag bill to allow authorities to temporarily take guns away from people deemed to be dangerous to themselves or others, and limited handgun purchases to one per month. This is an exciting day for me, Northam said on a conference call with gun control advocates. Virginia was once a socially conservative state where lawmakers in both parties viewed gun rights as sacrosanct, and the National Rifle Association held great sway. But as the state has grown more urban and suburban, the gun lobby's influence has waned. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, all that protesting that they did, and then coronavirus comes along to distract everybody, they just went ahead.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
Well, hopefully he'll be among the first against the wall when the revolution comes, because it has to.
It wouldn't have made a difference. If coronavirus hadn't come around, the governor still would have signed the bills. Wouldn't have made a difference.
I just want to remind everybody out there that, you know, while the government is busy usurping your rights and your freedoms via the coronavirus, they're also doing it in many other ways. Not to mention the fact that I think that this particular issue doesn't need to die.
And those folks are going to go on, pay their taxes in Virginia just like they always have.
Oh, you know they will. Nothing's going to change, really.
Things are changing.
Well, not for the better.
No, they're not.
See, the thing that would change is exactly what changed after the Concord and Lexington massacres, okay? When people went out and they stood up for their rights and they got slaughtered, okay? They did get slaughtered, but that slaughter was enough to galvanize a nation and to kick the biggest, baddest empire in the world out of this country.
And then make a new one.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, so it didn't work.
Let's go back
to... Well, it was a little bit of overkill. Maybe we need to try it again with just enough kill.
Let's go back to your calls and your thoughts. We have David in New Mexico giving a call. David, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, lots of things, but I wanted to compare notes. Are other radio markets other than the New Mexico market doing this in New Mexico for the last, it's been month after month after month. Actually, it's been years, but it's getting worse and worse and worse. Just in the last, say, I don't know, last 2.5 hours of local radio, which means two stations, they've had three politicians on, a senator, a representative, and a failed candidate. And this is day in and day out, and I log it, so I know that, you know, 2-3 a day between these two stations, and there's another side station or two that are outside the city, but in the Albuquerque market, is that the same elsewhere in the country that you have this partnership between government and, you know, I could say media, but in my case, it's specifically radio, And then, you know, and the kicker is, if you ask them tough questions, then you end up getting banned like I do. They won't let me talk to these two stations. Yeah, they won't let me talk to any of their candidates, any of their politicians.
The answer to your question is yes, and that's a cartel agreement that's enforced by the government, because if anybody who doesn't have a government license starts broadcasting, they'll kick down his door and kill him or drag him off to prison. So, yes, it is definitely, I mean, the existence of the FCC guaranteed the end of America. In and of itself, because once you control all the media, you can hand that control to whoever you want.
And the other thing too, David, is that I hate to say, but mostly older people listen to radio, right? You don't have a lot of young people listening to terrestrial radio. They'll stream our show online, and then of course, but you have to remember that talk radio does specifically cater to the older crowd. We're talking, you know, at least 40 plus, if not 50, 60 plus. So that's, you know, generally where the voters are, and so that's the market in which they're going to advertise.
Oh, and by the way, this is Kenny and Yucca. That's for the K Talks listeners. Hi, Kenny.
We don't.
You had Jason.
I wasn't really doing a shout out. I was just having fun. But so how does Albuquerque compare to other radio markets? Are they doing this all over the country, this nonstop, this politician racketeering on the radio? Or is it just, or is Albuquerque special?
Oh, no, that sounds pretty common to me.
Yeah, and it's not just the radio. In fact, any low budget media that has advertising available to it, you will find nothing but scum-sucking bottom dwellers, and then even worse than that, you'll find politicians doing their advertisement.
Well, lawyers are in there somewhere.
Yeah, they are, actually, yeah. Particularly the ambulance chasers, right? Were you involved in an accident and you don't feel like you got the right amount of money? Call me and I'll reopen your case and see if we can't rape some people for some more cash for you.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a website called Pluto.tv. This website attempts to replicate early cable television, we'll call it, and many of the current cable television providers have what we'll call a junior or a B version of their station, not like Comedy Central, for example, which is why I watch it. I love stand-up comedy. But this website has, you know, movies and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it's geared towards poor people who can't afford both internet and television, so they just have internet. And then they can bring up this website and choose from their limited selection of television stations. And I have to tell you that all of the advertisements are either politicians or lawyers or for the website itself.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen that. I haven't watched it, but I saw that on the in the Play Store, the Pluto TV or whatever it is.
Yep. Yeah, so it's, I don't think it's unique to New Mexico at all.
Yeah, well, it's intolerable, whatever it is. It's just intolerable.
Oh, yeah, I would have to mute the commercials when they would come on because I couldn't stand listening to these candidates and their BS.
Yeet your TV. Yeah, that's a good place to start. And the
radio. Yeah, I got rid of the TV when I went digital, and the radio is about to head that direction. But I'm not even talking about the ads as intolerable. I'm talking about the guests themselves, the politician guests for their, you know, their 1 hour or half hour appearance, whatever they do.
Well, luckily for themselves. Luckily for us here at Free Talk Live, we have nobody like that.
Try swearing
intolerable.
On the air.
Nobody is intolerable.
I can tolerate nobody.
Yeah, we've got a politician. I'm a politician. Nobody's a politician. Nobody's a politician who'll tell you the truth.
That's true. That
I think we need to pass the Intolerable Act again.
Huh. Well, this is an intolerable act. The question is, will we tolerate it anyway?
The only other
option is to go about your business and to fight for your right to do so.
Thanks a ton for the call, David. Have a good night. That's the end of our show for today, but you can catch us 7 nights a week and also find our archives at freetalklive.com. If you missed a show, it'll show up there, and you can go back and re-listen to all of the classics from more than, 10 years or so. So that is all for tonight. Thanks for listening. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.